SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. The words of former President Trump talking about abortion in a video posted on his Truth Social platform. Mr. Trump says abortion should be left to the states to decide. And when it comes to a ban on the procedure, the former president says he does support exceptions for rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is in danger. A senior Ukrainian official is denying Russian allegations that his country's army fired drones at a reactor at Europe's largest nuclear power plant.
The Kremlin's forces have been occupying and running the Zaporizhzhia plant in southern Ukraine since shortly after the war began more than 2 years ago. The spokesperson for Ukraine's military intelligence agency suggests that there had been no attack, saying Russian forces routinely fabricate strikes on the plant. However, the strikes on this occasion were confirmed by UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency, though it didn't attribute responsibility for the attack to either side. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, the best places to view today's solar eclipse. Cody Snell at the National Weather Service says it'll be good.
Particularly from northeast Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and most of Maine. Those places look like a pretty solid lock to be able to see the eclipse pretty crystal clear. Then the other spots that have the best chances are from around central Arkansas to southern Indiana, but those areas will likely have some high clouds, but in that case, the high clouds won't be obscuring the eclipse completely. They'll still be able to see some of it.
And whatever you do, do not look at the sun during any phase of the eclipse without specialized, genuine protective glasses. Looking at the sun with the naked eye or with inadequate glasses could result in serious and permanent damage to your eyes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 77 points, the Nasdaq ahead 59. This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in this country is going down.
There were approximately 380 clinics doing business in the year 1982. Now there are less than 230. The Pew Research Center has been tracking the decline of abortion clinics for decades, and it has been a steady one. In fact, fewer institutions of any kind are performing abortions in the U.S. these days. However, that fact has to be considered in light of the surge in abortions carried out by women at home using drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Indiana Court of Appeals has given a small victory to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban. The three-judge panel agrees with the plaintiffs who claim that the ban violates a state law protecting religious freedom. However, the decision has no immediate effect on the case, and it could be challenged in the Indiana State Supreme Court in the coming 45 days. The ACLU claims that some of them consider abortion to be an important part of religious expression. This is SRN News. A landmark asbestos pollution case about to go to trial in Montana.
Asbestos victim Paul Resch says he remembers playing baseball as a kid on a field constructed from asbestos-tainted vermiculite. It was shipped by rail from Libby, where he lives, for use across the U.S. as insulation.
Probably everybody got exposed to it in the greater area of that plant and what have you. Railroad tracks, everybody, whenever the wind would blow, it would make a little cloud of dust.
A trial is set to begin Monday in federal court after the estates of two asbestos victims sued BNSF Railway, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Health officials say hundreds of people died and more than 3,000 sickened from asbestos exposure in the area. Attorneys for the railroad deny responsibility. I'm Julie Walker.
And on Wall Street, the S&P 500 trading 10 points higher. More details at SRNNews.com.